On Monday, the EPA acted on what many Hoosic Falls residents have been hoping for ever since the chemical PFOA was found in drinking water there. The Saint-Gobain Performance Plastics Plant on McCaffrey Street has been named a federal Superfund. Deemed a state Superfund in January 2016, the site has been linked to the PFOA contamination in private wells and the municipal water plant. Last month, two additional sites in the village were also classified as state superfunds. PFOA is believed to be a carcinogen and has been linked to ill health effects. Saint-Gobain, along with Honeywell, has been cooperating with the state under a consent agreement. Hundreds of point-of-entry treatment systems have been installed on private wells. A permanent filtration system is now on the village water supply. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has submitted to the companies a study regarding finding a new uncontaminated water supply. On a visit to Albany on Monday, U.S. Senator Charles Schumer called EPA adding Hoosic Falls to the national priorities list the best solution to the contamination issue.
What does it mean? It means very simply one thing, that the companies that created this mess are now legally forced to clean it up.
New York State recommended Hoosic Falls for federal Superfund status in January 2016, shortly before the state issued its own Superfund declaration. New York has already begun what's called a remedial investigation and feasibility study. EPA Region 2 Acting Deputy Administrator Walter Mugden said the federal agency will review New York's work, but that state and federal requirements are similar.
We'll see if there are any specific elements of this study that might have to be a little bit adjusted or augmented to satisfy the federal as well as the state requirements. We'll work closely with the state of New York to make sure that those additional elements are then included in the study. And when the study is completed and the time comes to make a remedy selection, we will, of course, work very closely with the state in doing that.
Mugden said when both government and state agencies work together, it's beneficial, and he anticipated that would be the case in Hoosic Falls. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation spokesman Sean Mahar said the agency has been in communication with and will continue to meet with EPA as it seeks to hold polluters accountable and locate a clean water source.
A lot of these efforts are underway by the state, and we'll make sure that we're coordinating closely with our federal partners as these efforts continue.
Hoosic Falls Mayor Rob Allen said he was happy to see EPA come on board, but did express some reservations that he said are shared across the community about high-profile resignations in the agency under the Trump administration.
There's always that concern, but, you know, I was able to meet with EPA. I asked for a meeting in early July, and we had one. Last week, actually, they came up to Hoosic Falls. It was a really good meeting and a lot of good conversations. They explained a lot. So, for the people who I've met with, I'm very glad and excited to have them on board.
Allen said he's looking forward to the possible facilitation of a community advisory group for the federal Superfund. EPA facilitates independent CAGs to give local stakeholders a place for input during the decision-making process. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.